Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
This episode is brought to you by drawyourpicture.com, where you can get me to draw you just about anything. Check out what I've done for others and see what I can do for you at drawyourpicture.com. Also by our patrons like Hannah Kessie, Henry Hernandez, and Infinity Tech, who support the show on a monthly basis. Join the club and get patron-only bonus story stickers and more. Join today at patreon.com/thatstoryshow.
Hi, my name is Remington, and you're listening to That Story Show. And I agree with Mallory. This is how you say caramel. Caramel.
No! Oh! They got me twice!
Hey!
This is That Story Show, people.
Hallelujah!
You're watching?
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat. I flew into this lady's house.
I left her some guano.
Hey, podcast people, this is That Story Show, where we bring your real-life stories into the spotlight. It is episode 416, brought to you the week of June 22nd, 2022. I am your guest host, your main host. What a kind of ghost host am I? I am James Kennison, and my good friend is here, who is the co-host.
Hey, I'm John, and I'm your guest host. I'm your co-host.
I don't know what I'm doing.
We're all new at this thing. Oh, speaking of, do you know how a cat orders a steak?
No.
Rare? It is.
Oh, my gosh. Keep making it work.
I'll make it work. I'll try. I'm deleting that one from my list of regulars.
If you ever get really cold in a room, go stand in the corner because it's always 90 degrees.
Yes. That's a little too warm for me, though.
Yeah. Well,
it's right though. It's a right angle.
Yeah, it's right on. Yeah,
I'm just messing. I'm
the right kind of joke. But anyway, welcome to That Story Show, everybody. We're glad you're here.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Couldn't do it without you.
We're so excited. We're doing it a day early, everybody. Now that you care, but I'm going to be going to Florida to visit family. I would call it a vacation, but a trip to visit family is a trip. It's not a vacation. So
kind of stressful sometimes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a trip. Are you staying with family too?
No.
Okay, so you at least have a little bit of
freedom.
Not that you need freedom, but yeah.
Yes, yeah. I do. I do need freedom. I need it all the time. Anyway, let's always start with an opening story. And that's what we're going to do here. This one is called Ski Break. It's from Sawyer.
Hey, James. Hey, John. Sawyer. Hey. So I moved from Texas to New York in December last year, 2021. And I started doing winter sports. We're trying out because in Texas, I've never tried it out before. So this is all new to me. I was trying snowboarding. I just figured out it's not bad. I'm actually quite good at it. And then a girl I really, really like from church, she comes in. She's going to ski. So being the guy to impress her, I started trying to do tricks. So, of course, I jumped. Well, I haven't figured out how to move in the air yet or brace falling. So when I went up in the air and I was falling on my back, well, being the dummy I am, I decided to keep myself from falling by bringing my arms back. So I brought my arms back, and when I landed, my wrist made a popping sound.
Yes, it did.
Turns out I broke my right wrist trying to impress a girl. Didn't work.
Didn't work.
But hopefully I can do one without hurting myself to impress her. Thanks for listening. Hope this gets on the show. Bye.
It did. I'm just going to say, that was not Cameron. Who was that?
It was Sawyer.
Sawyer. Sorry, Sawyer. I don't know why I got it. Sawyer, here's the thing. Anytime I've tried to show off for a girl, I have always wound up embarrassing myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time.
It is true.
So I don't know if it's just the curse of being me or if it's just something that happens. But I remember once I was riding my bike and there's this really cute girl. And I was like, she was in the neighborhood. And I was like, I am going to show her how cool I am. And so I like tried to pop a wheelie on my bike. Yeah. And I wound up running into a parked car.
Oh, no. Well, I asked my daughter, because she's a cute girl. And she always gets hit on. Okay. She works at Chick-fil-A at the drive-thru. And she gets creeps all day. And it's like, I want to become a sniper and hide in the bushes. And when she gives me a signal, I just go and shoot them, you know, if it's a creeper. But anyway, she's always getting guys trying to do stuff. And I said, does showing off actually ever work? And she's like, absolutely not.
No, oh, really?
No. Yeah.
That's good to know.
It never impresses the girls ever.
Never. What if you're showing off and you're kind of doing it subtly so that, you know,
she says that it doesn't work at all. So, yeah, but I still have this idea of at least a paintball gun in the bushes of Chick-fil-A. And then she just like pulls her ear or something. And I peg the guy in the temple with a dart or something. I couldn't slow down. It would have to be something non-fatal just mildly irritating because the line needs to keep moving. I don't want to get her fired. You know, that line is important at Chick-fil-A. So anyway.
Yeah, it is. That's their key to productivity. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. It sounded good. Sounded like you knew what you're talking about. You should have stuck with it. You know?
I knew what I was saying. I just wanted to see if you knew what I was saying.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway, it's time to rewind the week. All right. This is where we take something from the last 7 days or so and try to make you smile. And mine's kind of dumb, as it typically is. But we were at a Thai food restaurant. And I don't know why. But at this Thai restaurant, I try to be super nice to the waiters and waitresses because
you want them to give you good food.
I always am. But I think because they're Asian, I feel like I should be nicer. Like maybe people aren't nice to them because they're Asian. And I want to be one of the nice ones, you know? One of the nice people. So I'm super nice. Like I'm more laid back when the person is just a white lady or a white dude, you know, but I don't know if that makes me less than the desirable type of person. I don't know how it would. I mean, being nicer because of someone's race, I think is a good thing. I'm nice to Asian people and I want to be nice because not only because they're Asian, but because they're super nice to me. This is like the best restaurant in the world. And it's like all of them are your waitress. Like, I don't even know how they know that I want Diet Coke. But when I tell one of them, it's like they went in the back and told everybody. And it's like, make sure that guy doesn't run out of Diet Coke because then there's this lady coming and then there's this other gentleman coming. And anyway, they're always there. And it's very important for me to establish that I never want to come across as rude or anything like that because we were sitting at a particular table and the air conditioning was coming down from the ceiling and it was going down the back of the wall behind me and creeping right down the collar of my shirt and reaching down to the small of my back. And it was like having a witch reach her hand down my back and touch my back with her cold hands. And
chills.
I was very cold. And I told my wife, and I put my hand up in the air, and I kind of followed the flow of the air, and I waved my hand back and forth a little bit, and I put it down the back of my shirt, and I turned around and looked at the window as I'm telling her, this is the way the wind is coming down. We've never sat here before. This is weird, and I'm freezing to death, and I'm never cold. Well, the conversation was over. We moved on to our next topic, and a very, very worried looking waiter comes running up to me. Sir, were you waving at me? Were you trying to get my attention? And I'm like, oh my gosh, no, no, no. I would never do that ever in my life. I'm so sorry.
But since you're here, can I have another Coke?
But I felt so bad.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
I did not do it on purpose. So anyway,
that's the equivalent to waving at somebody like on the street. And then there's actually somebody in front of that somebody that you're waving to.
Oh.
And they think you're waving at them and you don't want them to be embarrassed.
I don't know.
Maybe that's not the same way for you, but
it didn't. It felt worse than that somehow. I don't know. It was just so terrible. I never would ever wave down a waiter or a waitress like that. I always try to make eye contact, you know, but here I was in his mind. I'm just flippantly raising my hand and waving it around in the air and sticking and it down the back of my shirt. Can you get over here and scratch my back now? You know, I don't know what I was giving away, but that's not what I meant to do.
That's so good. Oh, man.
It was a mess.
Lovely. I had an interesting experience.
Oh, yeah?
Not quite as interesting as being flagged down by somebody, but it was kind of like that. I went on Father's Day on Sunday. Johnny likes to stop at this little convenience store before we go home because he helps to break down the church, you know, and put chairs away and all that fun stuff. And so we stop at this convenience store, and he goes inside and gets himself some kind of energy drink and something else. And I'm sitting in the truck waiting for him. And this random dude, I have my windows down because it's a million degrees outside and my air conditioner doesn't work in my truck.
Oh.
And this random guy, he just walks out and he sees me. He's like, hey, happy Pappy's Day. And I at first I was like, okay, how do I know this guy?
And how does he know my nickname?
Right.
Pappy.
My name's not Pappy. It's Yappy. But so he says, hey, and he puts his hand in my window and gives me a five and, you know, all the things, the handshakes that cool people do.
Yeah.
And I'm still thinking, I don't know you, but I'm trying to be nice. Like I do know him. He's like, hey, man, how you doing? And stuff like that. Good day, stuff like that. And he starts to walk off. And I don't know if he realized he didn't know me or or what. But he starts walking. He goes, yeah, you have a good weekend. And then, and then he's like, hey, you want a beer? What?
Can I smooth this over somehow? Because I feel really, really awkward. Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I can't drink and drive. He's like, well, obviously you got to take it home with you. I'm like, I didn't know what to say. I was like, no, I'm good. Thank you. Go have a good day. Happy Father's Day. So
that's awesome.
He walks off and gets in his car and then turns his music up real loud and drives off. And, you know, it was an interesting thing because he didn't seem to be the type of guy that would like this kind of music, but he played a sea shanty as he was leaving.
Well, sea shanties are a big thing on TikTok and YouTube right now. So
that's the one that he was playing is one of the ones that was real popular. There once was a ship.
Yeah.
I don't know the song. Yo-ho, the Wellerman.
Yeah,
that one. It was great. It sounded really good coming from his car. But
so you really think he started that conversation thinking you were one person and ended up realizing you were someone else?
I have a feeling, yes. But, around this area, I guess, you know, because my first thought was like, oh, he's going to ask me for some money. I've had that happen before. They're like, hey, you know, I'll be wearing like a jersey or something. Hey, I saw you at the game the other day. How's it going, man? Hey, I need to fill my car up because it's $12 a gallon. And I'm like, oh, okay. You don't know who I am.
Right.
But yeah, so that's what the first thing I thought, and then I was embarrassed when he actually was offering me something. So,
oh,
maybe I do know him, and I don't know.
Well, he offered you a beer. I think in beer language, in man world, that's a big thing. That's a nice gesture.
Yeah, that's so. Like we're bros.
Yeah,
or yeah. Something.
Of course, you got to take it home. You showed your inability to vibe with that right there. I can't drink it in the car. He's like, of course you can't. You got to take it home.
Obviously.
Duh.
You're going to take it home with you.
Just like me. It. I'm going to wait till I get home. Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
We got a listener email. It's Abby from New Zealand. She says, hi, James and John. I was just listening to episode 415. And as your voice from New Zealand, and I'd like to say that James is absolutely right in how to say caramel. I was born in England, and the people there made up the language, and they say caramel just like James. That is the correct way to say it. Thanks for the awesome show, Abby in New Zealand. She gets a bell ring just for being awesome.
Okay. Well, the voice of New Zealand has spoken.
That's
and
right.
Apparently, she also represents the creators of the language. Right. So. If I had said caramel, which I'm pretty sure I did, I stand corrected. So
right, but they also say aluminium, which is wrong. So
I can't. They say schedule too, which is weird.
And instead of a calendar, they say diary.
Diary.
Did you know that? Yeah, my wife told me that. She deals with these guys from England, and they're like, I've got to write that down in my diary. Yeah.
Dear diary, today is a very special day, of course.
There's not enough room in this square for all of my deepest thoughts and feelings about Bethany. So, I don't know.
They've got some interesting words for some things that are...
Yeah, like, you know what a lorry is?
A lorry, isn't that a taxi cab?
It's a truck.
A truck, okay.
A truck.
My bad.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird. A loft is a apartment... A lift is a elevator,
right? A till
is a cash register.
Cash register.
A queue.
And you know what they call cigarettes?
Yes. Shut up.
Okay. Okay.
You're the baddest co-host I've ever had. We got some announcements. In case you don't know, our new phone number is toll free, and it is the story hotline. 833-55-STORY. That's 833-557-8679. And we do prioritize voicemails. I just want to let you know. So if you're trying to get your stuff on the show, write it out, sure, if you want. But call it in and read it. You can still send, emails. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to prioritize voicemails sent into our voice line for a while and see what happens. 833-55-STORY. 833-557-8679. Also, join us live every Thursday at 5 p.m. Central, except for this week, at twitch.tv/NLcast. Today we're recording on Wednesday because I got to get out of town, man. I got family to visit, dude. This is going to be rad. So anyway, it's time for us to do some featured listener stories. This segment is brought to you by our friends over at Dudes and Dads Podcast. Listen.
Hey, this is Joel DeMott.
And this is Andy Lehman.
And we are the host of the Dudes and Dads Podcast.
Every 2 weeks, we bring you interviews that will dive into topics ranging from improving your marriage to smoking a better brisket.
Andy, if you smoke a better brisket, you will have a better marriage.
It's not where I thought they were going.
Hey, ultimately, we just want to bring you into
smoke a better blunt.
Relationships.
That's what I thought
for you to hear
say.
Interviews from our friends. We think we know a lot of smart people that have a lot of good things to say. We're building a community over here at Dudes and Dads Podcast and would love for you to join us.
So check us out at dudesanddadspodcast.com and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, we hope to see you over there. And until next time, we wish you grace
and peace.
All right. Do make sure you check out Dudes and Dads Podcast. Now a word from our sponsors.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
All right, we got voicemail. Let's jump right into it. This is CJ. It's called Weed Man, and it goes a little something like this.
Hey, James and John, this is TJ calling for that story show. I was listening to the last episode, the latest one, and I just paused it midway through because you guys were talking about a weed that was just lying in the middle of a lot. And I work for a lawn care company called Weed Man. Weed Man was developed in Toronto in the 70s, implies something that didn't back then. Now it sounds like we're selling weed. Nope.
Yeah.
We're just selling lawn care. We take care of your lawn. We keep our promises.
And then I got some weeds. Can you cut them out of my yard?
There was a lawn care place in Florida called the Grass Pad. And they would advertise on the radio, come on down to the grass pad. The grass pad's high on grass. That's exactly what they would say.
Okay.
I never used them, but
I need to call them up, man.
I'll tell you, a lot of our listeners who came to NarthexCon wrote to me to tell me how much weed they would smell as they drove through the city. They're like, is it legal there? And I'm like, no, it's not. But
you just have a lot of skunks running around in the streets and stuff.
It is crazy how many people smoke weed in their car. So
wow. And it carries.
Oh, so much. So much more than cigars. Definitely more than cigarettes. It's a smell. Once you know it, you'll always pick it out in a crowd. From amongst farts and cigarettes and everything else. It's like I rented a car one time and I stuck my head in and it's just filled with weed. And I'm like, okay, this car smells like weed. She says, oh, I'm so sorry. We tried to get that out. I'm like, first of all, no, you didn't, because there is no getting that smell out. First of all, secondly, I don't really care because I'll get used to it. I just don't want to be blamed for the smell, you know, and get some sort of fee attached to my rental car agreement. So anyway, this one's a funny one. It was unintentionally funny. It's from Tony and it doesn't have a name because it's just awesome. Listen.
Hello, James and John. This is Tony from Washington.
Hey.
And I thought I would send in a story.
What?
Dang it. Dang it. I promised to put a train call. I forgot the story. I'll call you back.
Did you hear him? He says, I promise this isn't a crank call. I had a story, but I forgot it.
Yeah, I just forgot it.
He says, I'll call you back. He never did call back.
Oh, no.
Oh, I just had to play it. It was so precious. It was so great.
Tony, please call back. We want to know what that story was, even if it wasn't the original story. Just
make up something. Pick a new one. Like I said, a lot of folks, what they'll do if they don't feel comfortable speaking is they will write it out and then they will read it on the thing. And if you mess up, just call back. That's all you got to do. I'll pick the right one. Okay. You can trust me. And
James is good like that.
So,
and there's no shame in reading your own story, because if we read your story, we might miss your tone and inflection.
Exactly.
Or put our own in it, like I have a tendency to do.
Right,
so.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, it's now instead of 3 minutes, it's 5 minutes. And so a lot of folks were calling in the old number. And if you went over time, I automatically couldn't use your story because it just cut you off. And, you know, people would get so upset. I guess they never called back. I never had a person that got cut off call back.
Here's a question. If somebody has a long story and he goes past 5 minutes and they got like maybe 30 seconds or a minute left to it, would you be willing to let them call back and then you could?
It depends on the story. If the story's good, but my goal for folks is keep it to 3 minutes or less would be great. That's about right. That's about where we want to be, 3 to 4 minutes. So I think 5 minutes is plenty of time. But if it's a drop dead killer of a story and you think you need more than 5 minutes, call back a second time and pick up right where you left off. We'll see what happens.
Become a featured story with that.
I don't know. We'll see. We got one more voicemail, and it's from Ethan. It's called Algae Lick.
Hey, NLCast. So, I have a story for you guys. So, I went up to B&G, which is our, like, our ice cream sort of place here in town. Well, this is Ethan S., sorry. So, yeah, so I go up there. I just got done fishing. And, you know, I get my ice cream. I'm on my bike, and I have my fishing rod and little bag that I have all my stuff in, like a satchel in a sense. So, I get home, and I grab my ice cream out of my cup holder, and it had a lid on it, so it wouldn't spill. But yeah, so I pick it up with my left hand, which is the same hand that I was using to carry my fishing pole. And I go to open up the lid, and I realize that some ice cream is coming out. So I go and lick it off my arm. Then I realize, oh crap, that's not ice cream. That's the water, the dirty algae-filled lake water that we were just fishing out of up at our local pond.
Just dripping and oozing down.
It's so nasty.
Probably had worm goo in it.
I quick spit it out, and then just I can still taste it in my mouth because it just happened like less than an hour ago.
Yummy.
And the ice cream is not helping to take away the taste of it. However, it's so delicious. But not the lake water, or not the pond water, you know, the ice cream.
Yeah.
Cookie Monster Avalanche here. And the B&G is so awesome. So shout out to the B&G and T.
Yeah, and, free advertising.
Yeah, thank you guys for all that you do, and have a great day. Peace out.
Oh, thanks, man.
I thought he was going to say it was bird poop. To be honest.
I thought it was going to be like fish goo or something.
It could have been.
I caught a fish and I sliced it open and its guts got on my arm and I forgot about it. I licked it off.
Gosh.
Delicious.
Just don't. Blech. Yeah, just be careful what you lick, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Be careful in general.
Yeah. Be careful what you pick up off the ground and eat, too. Just saying. Not that I have experience with it. But,
yeah, John has a bad habit of doing that. Just picking crap up off the ground and putting it in his mouth. I don't know.
That looks like a chicken nugget. It's not.
Let me verify. Oh, man. All right. We have a story from Cameron Murphy from Mountain Home, Idaho. Take it away, John.
Oh, is that for me? Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
I was wondering when you're going to pick up what I was putting down.
Yeah, I was... I was on the wrong part of show notes. I'm sorry. All right. This is Nap Buddy from Cameron Murphy and from Mountain Home, Idaho. Is that a place? Is that a town? Or do you think that's like, this is my secret location in Idaho?
I'm going with bunker. Yeah.
It sounds like
it's carved into the side of a mountain and he's typing out, you know, with some sort of secret, you know,
code. Be a world out there on the outside world. Well, no, that's not what he says. He says, first, before I get into the story, it's important to know that I consider myself an extreme nap connoisseur, meaning I like taking naps in the most random places possible.
That's an interesting way to look at the world. That would be a nice place to take a nap.
Mm-hmm. He probably looks at the overpass, you know, on an interstate thinking, if I could nest myself right up there in the corner of that beam girder, I would have a good nap.
Yeah. He meets.
Maybe that's it. That sounds pretty extreme napping to me.
He goes and sees the arch. He's like, wow, the top of that arch would be a really great place to take a nap.
Or if I could stretch my hammock up in there somehow.
he goes, picks up a date for prom and she comes walking down the stairs and most men would be captivated by her beauty, but he's like, her lap, that'd be a really nice place to take a nap there.
That's right. Cameron sees the doghouse in the back of the yard.
Yeah.
That probably would be a rather comfy spot to nap in.
That's where we'll find
on top of it
him.
Or inside of it.
Yeah.
Either place. Well, one particular nap I took, Cameron says, made me retire from this hobby. This was a few years back when me and my family were camping. There was a river next to our campsite and had these small, tiny islands in the middle of the river. And I decided that would be a brilliant idea to set up a camping chair out in the middle of the river. And the rest of my feet I'd rest my feet on one of the tiny islands in the river.
Yeah.
The river was pretty slow and shallow, so it made for the perfect extreme napping spot.
Wow.
Maybe 5 minutes after I closed my eyes to partake in my favorite hobby, I felt something touch my foot.
Not me. I'm out.
So I opened my eyes. Nope. And right next to my foot was a massive snake, James. It was a snake.
Freaking snakes, man. They're all over the place. They're out to get you. See, he did that in the wrong order. You don't open your eyes and then look. You move, open your eyes, and look all at one time. But anyway.
Yeah, that's usually what happens. You let out a scream or a yelp, and you pull your feet, you retract your feet back up to wherever.
Yeah, I'm a reactor, dude. I don't look. I'm not going to wait till I see it. Take the full second it takes for something to reach your brain, and then you react to it. I'm reacting and then viewing. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, the story's not over for Cameron, because he says, I don't like snakes.
No.
And you can bet many Christian safe curse words were said while I grabbed my chair and ran screaming back to my campsite.
Dadgummit! Dadgummit! Heckin' freaking freak crap rope snapping brothers are my booger snot!
Frazza! After the great snake incident, I pledged to only take naps in non-extreme places.
Oh.
I hope you guys enjoyed my story. I've been listening for a few months and finally decided it was time for me to submit my own story. So thank you, Cameron Murphy, in your mountain home in Idaho.
Yeah, you serial killer.
No,
it's not what I came down. I wanted to say. But it's what came out.
I wanted to
say something like a hermit, but but the word hobbit was coming to mind. I knew that wasn't right. And then I went to Unabomber, and I'm like, well, I don't want to call him a Unabomber. That would be kind of messed up. But then it went straight to serial killer. I had something. I had to say something. So sorry, Cameron. Sorry.
He's not a serial killer.
But we're going to be feeling pretty silly if he is. And I caught him, you know, then we're going to know. So anyway,
he didn't even hurt the snake that touched his feet. So I'm sure he's probably safe.
That's true. You sent a story to a clean comedy podcast. You're not a serial killer. So
most likely not.
This is from Philip Alongi. Alongi. I don't know how to say his last name. It's interesting. Turkey Times 2. That's what it's called. This story happened a few years ago to my brother and my dad over Thanksgiving. My brother was unable to make it to town for Thanksgiving this particular year, so my mom convinced my dad that he needed to get Thanksgiving dinner for my brother and his roommate. So dad found a grocery store close to my brother and called him up, and he said, hey, do you sell turkey dinner here for Thanksgiving? The lady on the other end said, yes, they did. Wonderful. I'll take two turkey dinners. And the lady said, you want two of them? And that should have been a hold up moment for my dad. But instead he said, yeah, I'm going to send him to my son over Thanksgiving to pick him up. So when my brother goes to pick him up, the lady at the store hands him two giant boxes. Each box has two turkeys.
Whoa.
And numerous large sides of foods with two large pies for dessert. My brother didn't know what to do with four turkeys, so he left the whole thing there and walked out of the store. Needless to say, the lady at the store was not happy about this turn of events, and my dad got the why didn't you ask how much it would be lecture from my stepmom regarding his failure to carry out his request. I know this will make it on the show because it's a banger of a story. Cheers. Philip.
A banger. Banger. I wonder if Philip is from the UK, because that sounds like a UK
statement right there.
Yeah.
It's a banger.
And cheers. And that people in the US don't usually say cheers.
That's true. That's true.
Unless you're talking about the TV show.
But he's celebrating Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
He's American.
Okay.
He's a poser.
Cheers.
He's a poser. But that's better than a serial killer. So
yeah,
so far we've got a poser and a serial killer.
All right. Well, let's see. This next story is from Nate in Tennessee. Let's see what you can call him. His story is called Surf and Skin.
Oh,
hey, James and John, my family and I were at a hotel that happened to have a water park in it. So my 6-year-old self decided to do the fake surfing thing. Have you seen those before, James?
I have. They're great. And they're on a lot of fail video compilations.
They have them like on cruise ships. You can do the surfing thing on a cruise ship.
I've never tried it. Have you tried it?
No, I've never even been anywhere where you could do that.
Yeah, yeah, me neither. Okay.
It looks like it'd be kind of cool, but I've like you, seen too many of the fail videos to even attempt to give it a try.
Yeah, I'm too top heavy, dude. I'm like an upside down weeble wobble.
But not Nate. No, Nate is brave. And he says, I was doing pretty well for my six-year-old age, but as soon as I was feeling confident, I fell.
Oh.
See, that's where it all happens, right? Yeah, I got this. Oh, no, I don't. He said, it hurt a little bit, but I got up. But when I got up, I felt a little cold. Then I looked down at my legs, and my swim trunks were right there at my ankles.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
I was naked from the bottom down. And he didn't say that, but I can only assume because, you know, swim trunks. And to this day, we like to joke that there's probably a picture of me with my pants down at my ankles in the attached photo booth. No, it wouldn't be because that would be considered
child porn. So,
yes.
Did I say that? You said it. We've got a serial killer, we've got a poser, and a nudist. So that's
a nudist.
That's pretty good.
Surfing nudist.
Pretty good. Terrible
good job, Nate.
Thing going on there. We got some middle school drama that I need to read.
Dang it. Move out of the way, stupid.
This is from Noah Back. Hi, James and John and whoever else might be on the show. I'm Noah Back from the Keystone State because we know what that is. What is the Keystone State?
Is it Pennsylvania?
I don't know. What is the Keystone? Hey, Google, what's the Keystone State?
The Keystone State is the place where the places stuff is.
She's not answering me. Pennsylvania. She said Pennsylvania is the Keystone State. Oh. John is a genius.
Right?
Yeah. Shut up now, lady. Shut up. She's just reading this Wikipedia article now. I don't want to know all that. I just wanted one word answer. And that just like, anyway.
One state answer, Google. All right. That's all we want.
So I'm from the Keystone State, and I'm a middle schooler. I'm one of those people who listen to the show at night, but the reason is not to go to sleep. It's because I have an early bedtime, and I'm not allowed to look at my phone. So your podcast is my best source of entertainment. So he has to set it, and then he can't turn it off. He's stuck with us for the whole night. My story is for you is titled The Stinky Hand. Me and my two friends, Bob and Bill, these are not their real names. They were sitting outside for snake break. I think it's like a snack break, but with snakes. I was eating a bag of Takis when my friend Bob found a four-leaf clover. Leaves.
Leave it there. I don't want it. Leave that clover.
Leave that clover. Bill grabbed it and threw it at me, so I put it in my empty Taki bag. Then I dumped it out in the grass. Bob asked me where it went, so I pointed at a clump of dog poop. He did not see it and grabbed it. And then he proceeded to chase me and Bill with it. And then we had to go inside. I never saw him wash his hands. I still have the Taki bag. It is my lucky charm. The end. Hope this does not get on the show. That's a triple negative. So from Noah Back. Middle school. Middle school drama.
Middle school.
So we got a nudist and a middle schooler. That's pretty bad.
I mean, that's, you don't even have to come up with anything extra on that. No. Just a middle schooler.
No, but you know. He tricked some kid into grabbing dog poop. I love that. I just love middle schoolers. They'll just do stuff like that. So I got to say,
you know, that's gross because dog eats some weird stuff. But I've actually thrown goat poop.
What? Here I am dogging out middle schoolers.
Yeah. Well, you see, goats, they just chew on grass all day. So it's just kind of like processed grass.
Okay.
There was a time when I threw some goat poop at
some
kids.
You had access to some goats and their poop.
I mean, if it hits you, it doesn't hurt so bad. It's not like a rock.
Right.
And then you got that gross factor. Like, I just nailed you with a goat turd. Yeah, but you threw it, you dummy. I would so.
So come here and shake my hand. So.
Sorry, I wish I hadn't have said that. Can we make sure that doesn't make it on the show?
Sure. I'll What? What did you mean to say, John?
One time I picked up some stuff off the ground. It was marshmallow fluff, and I threw it at kids, and it was funny because it splattered like snow, but it was marshmallows.
Okay, great.
And awesome. Then I could lick my fingers afterwards because it was marshmallows.
Because it was off the ground. It's still off the ground. You didn't do much better.
It was a clean ground. They had just put the ground down. It was brand new.
Brand new ground.
Brand new ground.
It's not thousands of millions of years old. It was brand new. Brand new. All right.
Just got it.
Okay.
So is this the last story?
Yeah,
for today?
It's the last story for today.
Oh, well, I get to share with you the last story. And guess what, James? This is homeschool entertainment.
Okay. That's what it's called. Let's see.
Yeah, it's what it's called. It comes to us from Shannon from Parts Unknown.
Homeschool.
So where does your son go to school?
Oh, homeschool. Okay. All right. Now we're ready.
Okay. Here we go. Well, hello. My name is Shannon from San Diego, California. I'm sorry. I said she was from Parts Unknown. Never mind. She's from San Diego. Unless it's a guy named Shannon, and then he's from San Diego. But
Keep it simple.
Yeah, it's I've been a listener for a long time, so I thought I'd send this little story into you guys. It's about how I learned that certain names in English are pronounced differently elsewhere.
Yeah. You're going to see why I called it homeschool, because this is one of those homeschool stories that homeschoolers have, because they haven't been some of them haven't been exposed to as many things.
Cultures?
Yeah, cultures.
Yes, different, a narrower worldview, so to speak.
Right.
I totally am this child. Just so you know, I was here once, I'm sure. And so were you, James, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So we speak from experience. Years ago, my grandparents took me and my cousin to SeaWorld for the day. I was about 11 years old and my cousin was about 6 or so. And we were having a great time going to shows, looking at marine wildlife, et cetera, et cetera. Then we stood in line for the live sea lion show. I love that show, by the way. So much fun. We waited behind the roped off area that was guarded by a Hispanic Latino SeaWorld employee with the name Jesus on his name tag.
Jesus,
right.
Yeah.
End quote. Now, I thought this was interesting because at the time, I would have never thought that people would name their child after Jesus Christ. I thought this was the most fascinating yet bizarre thing ever. And since I had no idea that this guy's name was actually pronounced Jesus, I turned to my cousin and blurted out to him while pointing at the SeaWorld guy, "Hey, there's a guy named Jesus at SeaWorld."
Yay!
Pronouncing the dude's name as Jesus. I turned around and looked back at the SeaWorld employee, and he looked like he was about to burst into laughter at any moment. A few years later, when I had the opportunity to take Spanish in high school, it all dawned on me that the J sound in English is vastly different than the Spanish language.
Yes.
Love your show, Shannon.
Yes, yes. Okay, so we went to Mexico on a missions trip, and we had a Mexican lady with us that we took with us that knew both English and Spanish, and she was our interpreter for much of it, and she kept calling me Jaime. And she told me that was Spanish for James. And I believe
Jaime.
And I was like,
"You're not a Jaime. You're a Jaime."
Yeah. It sounded like Heine to me. But, you know, anyway, after it was all over, I let her call me this for like a week, you know, at this trip. And after it was over, she came to me. She says, "Pastor James, I have to apologize." I was like, "Why? Why? Why do you have to apologize?" She says, it's Spanish for Jamie.
Oh. Jaime.
And I let her call me Jamie the entire week. And she had other people doing it. And that's the law of James, is that you don't call the James Jamie.
I call you Jamie?
No, it's a girl's name. It's not a boy's name. That's my inner 7-year-old coming out right there. It's a girl's name.
They're both name. It's like Sam.
My whole life, people have tried to shorten my name and change it into something else. Nobody goes by James, but I do. You know, I don't like my name necessarily. I wish it was Skippy, but
Skippy.
Yeah. Skippy McGee. But James is better than Jim. Jim doesn't sound like James. Jamie is more syllables. Jameson is more syllables and doesn't sound like anything. And plus it sounds like what your drunk uncle would call you. Jameson. Jimmy is another one. It's got more syllables than James. James is fine. The only better name than James is the one I gave my son, which is just J, the letter J, with a dot. I finally fixed it. And
J that, with a dot.
Yes.
Gotcha.
J dot. That's what we call him. But we call him JB J-dot. For short. So I don't know.
You call him what?
JB.
JB.
Yeah. We've called him that since he was little. JB. JB, come on down here, JB.
So, JB.
I don't know. Anyway. Whatever your story is, give us a call toll free 833-55-STORY or email thatstoryshow@gmail.com. Review the show on iTunes or wherever you found us. Thanks to our patrons for your support, with special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Jennifer Kennison, Eric Kube, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. Support the work we do and get ad-free versions of the show and more stories from your favorite podcast today at patreon.com/thatstoryshow. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed. Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks, John.
Thanks, James.
Aw, thank you, John.
You're welcome.
You're the best.
Hi, May.
You're the best.
You.
Don't call me Jamie.
Okay.
Sorry.
I meant to say. I'll
drive down there and beat you in front of your family.
You have to catch me first.
That's true.
Super fast. Not really. Maybe in the other old days I used to be.
Well, you're faster than me.
I don't know.
I'm pretty fat. But I'm quick.
Quick, see, that's, you know, it's
quick
like
and
the
bouncy.
Tortoise in the hair.
I run and I jump and I bounce off my belly. It's a super, super secret power that I have.
Super secret. What do you call that power?
Chat room wants to call me Jimbo. I'm going to murder some people because I'm a serial killer.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.